Ready? Go!
Hello and welcome to the podcast that gives you a light look at growing your content. Now that I'm finally settling in after my cross-country move, this week I'm going to tell you why road trips are an amazing opportunity for self-driven education. I'm Sarah, and this is Photosynthesis. Hello and happy belated new year from my new home in North Carolina. What's happening, friend? I hope your holiday season was awesome and that you've been enjoying the first few weeks of 2018. Over the last several episodes, we have touched on some social media stuff, the benefits of daily content creation challenges, and even a bit of time management. And now, in honor of my recent travels and the start of a new year, I'm turning this episode to personal growth. It's what everyone is thinking about as we move through January, right? Now, you're not going to grow your content if you don't first grow yourself. Inwardly, that is. If it was in stature, I'd pretty much be screwed because I'm only 5'2". Yeah. In order to produce quality content, you need to be continually growing as an individual. You need to be learning and doing. A stagnant person is an uninspired person. One of the biggest ways that I've grown myself as a person is through frequent road trips and little adventures over the past several years. Through my travels, I've been able to grow emotionally, spiritually, and even academically. On an academic level, I've been able to pick up practical skills that everyone should know, such as money management, planning abilities, people skills, problem solving, and even a bit of geography. Additionally, the people that I've met through my adventures have been able to help me sharpen my skills in podcasting, video production, web design, photography, and writing, just to name a few. It's been phenomenal. I'm one of those people who's very hands-on. I learn a lot by doing, so being able to travel and throw myself into all kinds of various circumstances has really caused me to learn a ton of stuff. Now, on an emotional level, I've been pushed to grow by the people who I've met in my travels. Over the last several years, I've ended up making some of my very closest friends through meetups and conventions that I've gone to. These people have pushed me to become stronger and better at understanding myself and those around me. Not only that, but I've been able to grow in my appreciation for people around me too. Traveling has forced me to realize that people were meant to have and to help each other. And for someone as independent as I tend to be, I've had a hard time truly getting that. And that's something that I learned a lot about over the past several weeks here. Largely the period of traveling from Washington State to North Carolina, is that as much as I am one of those, oh, I can so do it myself kind of people, some things you really just shouldn't do by yourself. And I've come to recognize that. And admittedly, yes, I'm still growing in that area. I'm still learning how to recognize things like that. But shout out right now to my mom, who is amazing, and despite my I-can-do-it-myself attitude, she still came with me to North Carolina, and honestly, I had no idea what a huge, crazy endeavor driving across the country coast to coast actually was. Being a person who avidly takes road trips, I was just like, oh, no big deal. It'll be like driving across Washington State all day, every day. No big. I can do this. Yeah. I had no idea how much flat, boring nothing is all over the United States. Like, they talk about us having a population issue. Have you seen how empty this country is? It's crazy. And if it wasn't for the fact that my mom insisted upon coming with me, that trip would have lasted way more than 8 days because I swear, like, every 3 hours I was basically ready to fall asleep because all of that flat nothingness, oh my word, it will make you zone like nobody's business. Now, I'm off track here now. Okay, getting back to the personal growth topic at hand, spiritually, I've been able to grow closer with God through the many places and people that I've been able to experience and visit. I've experienced the marvels of creation through my many hiking trips, and I've been forced to rely on God a lot during some very difficult circumstances, especially, again, over this cross-country move when I was stressed to the breaking point at certain areas. I've also had the opportunity to experience him in different ways through the churches I've visited and the fellow Christians that I've met as I've been traveling. God has made such an incredibly diverse world, and he shows himself in so many ways. Had I not spent time exploring, I may never have seen it, or, if nothing else, seen it substantially less. All of these facets of growth have impacted the content that I create. My spiritual development impacts my writing and the attitudes that I have in and about my projects. My academic growth allows me to produce more knowledgeable content on an ever-growing array of topics. And my emotional growth has helped me to maintain focus and examine what I do from different angles and put more thought into my creations. Sometimes it feels like people have this attitude that you can't be learning and growing if you're not in school or sitting in a classroom or something. But the fact is, you can learn and grow literally everywhere if you're trying. For me, I learn the most on the trails, the road, and in all of the new environments and people that I encounter. Now, my challenge to you is this. Identify how and where you grow the most, and strive to put yourself in those positions. If you're a fellow content creator, I am certain you will start finding more inspiration for your projects. And now on that note, I think it's time I venture out to explore my new town and seek more inspiration. Until we meet again next time, keep growing, my friend. If you want sparks of photosynthesis delivered to your social media feed, go follow Photosynth Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's Photo, S-Y-N-T-H, Show. And our music is provided by Vexento.